السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام, respected brothers, the talk for today was supposed to have been given by another person, but last minute he had to leave for Johannesburg. So whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wills happens, we will continue inshallah from where we left off last week. However, before we continue, I would just like to bring to your attention something that was given to me a little while ago. This cannot be verified or has not been verified as yet, but there is no smoke without fire. There is no smoke without fire. And generally this is how planning is done, that first you just hear some vibes here and there, and afterwards suddenly you hear about the attack. So as if whatever has already taken place in Bosnia, Chechnya, Kashmir, and whatever is happening at Palestine, as if all that was not enough, we now have another very shocking news and information that several thousand Russian and American troops are amassing in countries neighboring Afghanistan, and the use of chemical weapons is expected. Taliban news sources have also reported this, and it has been reported in many other newspapers and magazines, that there is a planning and there is a campaign that is going to be undertaken to attack Afghanistan from all sides. The Russians and the Americans, who at one time were enemies, and we would have never expected them to unite. One was east and one was west. That was the distance between them and between their ideologies. But suddenly, when it comes to anti-Islam, then all the enemies unite. This is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had warned us more than 1400 years ago, that a time will come upon you where the enemies of Islam will unite. The example that he had given, just in simple language and by way of explanation, is that it would be as if a person has placed a dastarkhan, a tablecloth, or he has laid out a table, and he has got all kinds of dishes kept there, all kinds of food items, and then he's inviting everybody that come, participate, join us in eating. So in the same way, everybody will invite people against the Muslims. So in that Hadith Sharif, when the Sahaba's question, that will we be in a minority at that time, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Will we be in a minority that is what they will be doing to us? He said, no, it's not going to be that. But you will have two traits in you. حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. The love of dunya and the dislike for death. The two sifats which were sifats of the mu'mineen and the believers, that they never possessed the love of dunya. The love of dunya was never found in the heart of any sahabi of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or any mujahid of Islam, or any wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You will never find hub of dunya. We must not confuse this with the use of the material things that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created for the benefit of man. The usage is a different thing, and hub and love is a different thing. When the person violates the ahkam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when he is prepared to forego the rulings of the Quran and the Sunnah and the Sharia for the sake of dunya, then that is hub of dunya. That is the love of dunya. That the person is obsessed with dunya. That day and night he thinks of nothing but material things. He thinks of nothing but accumulation of wealth and property and gold and silver. And his 24 hours is spent in nothing but how I can become the richest person in the world. All the things that Allah Ta'ala has given him, even though it may be little, but it diverts him, it diverts his attention, his from the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He ignores Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's hukam and Rasulullah Paak Sallam's teachings in the usage of those worldly and material things. When that comes, then that is hub of dunya. That is the love of dunya. And when the love of dunya comes into the heart, then the person does not want to separate from it. That is the natural reaction, or that's a consequence. That when a person is going to have hub of dunya, he has got such an attachment to his home, to his car, to his building, to his property, to his business, then where can he respond to the call of jihad? Where can that person even think of the qabr and the akhirat? Because that person's heart is attached. That her person's heart is attached to everything, so he does not want to part from it. Therefore the Quran Sharif also tells us that the greatest love of dunya you will find in the hearts of the Yahud. And what was the test? He says that ask them that if they are the chosen ones of Allah, if they are the chosen ones, if Jannat is reserved for them, so then they must make tamanna of maut, they must desire death, they must show that they are the chosen ones, or this Jannat is for them, because the ni'mats of Jannat are unlimited, the bounties in Jannat are unlimited, so the person should be desirous of the ni'mats of Jannat. So why is it that they haven't got this desire to meet their Creator? So we have to x-ray ourselves and see that to what extent we have got hub of dunya in our hearts. I'm not saying the usage of the material things. That in fact, if Allah Ta'ala has blessed somebody with good wealth, He has blessed a person with good clothes, He has blessed a person with sufficient funds, then for him to dress up in a manner that when people look at him, they think this person is a beggar, or this person is a battler in common language, or this person requires our help and our assistance, our zakat and our fitrah, because when we look at him we find that his clothes are tattered and torn. So then that is going against the ayat of the Quran Sharif in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith, fa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. Allah Ta'ala wants to see a sign of those ni'mats that he has given to the servants, but without pride. The person is making use of the ni'mat, but without pride. So that is not hub of dunya. Because with that he is performing his salat, he is giving his zakat, he is taking care of the needy, the poor, he is giving to the orphans, the widows, he is contributing for madrasas, masjids, he is providing the necessary comforts and needs of the family. So then that is not hub of dunya. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave these two traits and two qualities of why people will be devoured. He said that the person will have hub of dunya and karahiyat of maut. So these type of attacks which are imminent or which have already taken place, we have to turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I can sit here and I can curse America from now till Qiyamah Day. I can sit here and curse Russia from now till Qiyamah Day. I can throw insults at the top of my voice against America and Russia and all the other forces. But will that help in any way? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif that He does not change the condition of a people. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Until they don't change that which is within themselves. Until the people don't change their character, their morals, their dealings, their aqaid and their beliefs, until they don't bring their aqaid and beliefs in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah, until they don't practice on the ibadat, which are farz, which are wajib, which are sunnat, until they don't bring into their lives honesty, discipline, charity, sincerity, until they don't bring into their lives zuhad, taqwa, qanaat, sabr, shukr, until they don't have in their lives purity of their hearts and souls, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not change that condition. Zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydin nas. You have heard this many, many times from different speakers. And it is the Quran Sharif which has to be recited over and over again. On the recitation of the Quran Sharif, there's not reward only if you understand. Even if you don't understand, there's reward. But the purpose of the Quran Sharif was to understand and make amal. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has warned there. Zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal bahri. Fasad has got a very wide implication and meaning. But like that, if we understand, just to understand that whether it is all these smashes that are taking place, these crashes that are taking place, the accidents, the drownings, the murders, the killings, the wars that are going on, the taking of innocent lives, injustice which is being done everywhere, all the kinds of sins that we are seeing, which our great grandparents, if they had heard of, they would have had heart attacks. Those type of sins we are indulging in our own homes, with our wives, our sisters, our mothers and our daughters, watching such kind of filth, that if our great grandparents are informed in their graves of what their grandchildren are doing in their homes, they will be turning in their graves. So all that is fasad. Everything is fasad on earth, on land and on sea. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says everywhere there will be fasad. And why? Bima kasabat aydin nas, the doings of the hands of people, the actions of the people, this is bringing that fasad. Now until we do not decide to change ourselves, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not going to thrust it down our throats. We will have to face the consequences. We all believe in action and reaction. We all say that whatever you do, whatever you sow, so shall you reap. So this is exactly what is happening in our lives. So all over the world it is the same problem. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must protect us too and protect them too. Allah ta'ala must send His rahmat, His nusrat and His help upon them and upon us. Allah ta'ala must bless us with the tawfiq of changing our lives and bless them also. But when it comes to any person who is from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if any injury and pain comes upon him in another part of the world, then if another Muslim does not feel that pain and that same injury and that hurt, then there is a weakness of his iman. So here we hear again, the Taliban news sources have been reporting that a joint American and Russian attack on Afghanistan involving chemical weapons is expected any time. It goes on giving us some details of what planning is taking place, and that there will be an appeal made for funds to purchase gas masks and other things. We must make a lot of dua that Allah Ta'ala averts this and Allah Ta'ala protects them from the mischief and from the planning of these enemies of Islam. And there is no problem in assisting and helping. But at the same time, our yaqeen must be this, that everything is happening with the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. Do we believe and do we think that Allah Ta'ala is unaware of what is happening there? Allah Ta'ala is well aware of what is happening. In fact, everything is happening with His will, so that it may be an eye-opener for people in other parts of the world, and so that it may be a means of shahadat for the people of that land. Some of them will get shahadat and become close to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They may not have been able to reach those high stages because of the environment that they are living in. So sometimes a person is not able to reach those high stages or get that closeness of Allah Ta'ala by way of actions. He is weak in his salat, he is weak in his zakat, he is weak in his ibadat, he is weak in his tilawat, he is weak in his a'mal and akhlaq, he is weak in his muamlat and muasharat, in dealings and in all other things. So sometimes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives the person shahadat, a form of shahadat, so that the person may get those high stages without having really gone through all those mujahada and that striving that people normally do undertake to get the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. So sometimes it is that. And sometimes Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes away a little to give more. We don't know what is the wisdom of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But it is our duty that when we hear of these type of things happening or going to happen, then we must put our heart and soul into our du'as. And of course, together with that, when there is an appeal for funds, then we have to contribute. We don't have to wait for people to contribute hundreds of thousands. If Allah Ta'ala has given us 100 rand, then we can give something from that 100 rand. This is always our weakness. In the masjid also, we know that so many of us, we won't make any contribution to the masjid. But if the aircon had to be off now, or if there had to be no fan on, or there is no proper water facility, and if somebody has to say that is due to lack of funds, so then we all will make a noise. We want every comfort provided for us. But we won't say that, never mind, let me also put 1 rand into that box for light and water which I have been using all my life in this masjid, or wherever we are going. We will always wait for the rich person that he is going to contribute, and then the masjid is going to run. May Allah Ta'ala give the best of rewards to all those people who are contributing. We can see that the outside, for example, we have to hire marquee every now and again for big night occasions and other occasions. So there is a need and there's a requirement. It's a sadqa jariya. So at such a time, we must not wait for somebody else. Whatever we can afford to contribute, we must contribute. So in the same way, when it comes to these type of collections and these type of projects, then there too, we must not wait for the big donors to give monies. In whichever way we can contribute, we must contribute, and it's going to be for our own good. It must be solely for the pleasure of Allah. This is our duty. Many, many people, they will spend their whole lives visiting a certain masjid. They will be making namaz there. Their children will get married in that masjid. They will make use of all the facilities all their lives. But they won't contribute 1 rand towards any expenditure of that masjid. If in each area, if the people of the locality had to contribute, there would be no need for anybody to go out for collection. So this is something that is going to be coming up, but whenever it comes up, at that time announcements will be made. But with this stage, we have to make a lot of dua that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protects the ummah from such kinds of calamities, because all these are signs which are leading closer to Qiyamah. It is heralding, or it is going to herald the coming of Imam Mahdi Rahmatullah. Imam Mahdi's coming seems to be imminent. We don't have any knowledge as to exactly when. Nobody can exactly pinpoint. But all the minor signs of Qiyamah that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had mentioned, each and every sign is very, very clear and very, very apparent. Take the whole list of minor signs of Qiyamah, and you will find that each and every one is very, very apparent and clear. So much so that one hadith at that time, people wouldn't have understood it, that people will be committing adultery and a person will not have the courage to tell that person anything. He will, at the most, he will say, please don't commit it in public, go one side and commit your adultery. If you want to do zina, then go one side and do it. Go to Europe, go to America, go to the beach fronts, in all the other countries and even in our country now. How many places open zina is committed and the people will just pass by? They won't even have the courage to tell that person anything, because that person is liable to take a gun and blow his head. Now imagine, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned this more than 1400 years ago. He said music will become very, very rife. At that time when the Sahaba ikram Ridwanullah alayhi majma'in, you couldn't find one companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. I can swear in this masjid, produce evidence of one companion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the entire history of Islam. In the entire history. That in their home, after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that he had come to destroy musical instruments, one of the hadiths, after that you could have found a musical instrument there. Or that you heard one sahabi was listening to music after that. So at that time they couldn't understand that how will it be that singing girls and dancing girls and music will become so common. But nobody requires any kind of evidence in our times, that even our watches play music, our cell phones play music. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that the time will come when the shoestrings will speak. At that time, who could have understood shoestrings speaking? But when our dashboards speak now, and our steering wheel speak, and our computer speak, and our tapes speak, then how can we doubt this saying of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that we have made everything speak? Whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said is the truth and nothing but the truth. If somebody says that at one time here there was a river running by, or there was a huge mountain some 100 years ago, and now we have got a masjid here, it's possible. It could have happened. It could have been a mountain, there could have been a river. So things can change. But whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said, there is no question of any change. It will happen. So at present, with the flick of a switch, you can get singing girls and dancing girls and music and all kinds of haram entertainment. So when these type of things are in our lives, then let us not just look far away. It is always easy to sit and curse somebody far away. It's very easy. And in fact, that is the enjoyable talk. Now, if I had to devote the entire talk on this subject alone, what is happening there, then you would have said he gave a beautiful talk. But an operation is painful. If there is a cancerous tissue, if the person has got tumor in his brains, now at that time he says, no, give me a sweet speech, play beautiful music. Now will that beautiful music help that person with that cancer? Or will it help that person with tumor in his head? For that person, he will have got to go through the scan and he will have to submit himself. The surgeon is going to take a knife and he's going to slice, and he will have to bear the pain so that he may get cure. So these things are painful to listen to. It is painful. I'm not saying no. But we will have to get used to listening, not only listening to these painful things, but to make up our mind to begin somewhere, to give up these type of harams which are in our lives, because what is happening far away is not only happening only far away. It can be very close to us anytime. We have seen what happened just across our borders in Maseru. We have seen what happened in our country. How many times we have had flood disasters. At that time everybody was packing the masjids, Allah, Allah. When we had the election time in 1994, just prior to that, when there was a lot of rumor that there's going to be bloodshed and there's going to be this and that, how much of Yasin Khatams were taking place and how much of duas in every home, they had stopped all the filth. But it is man's human nature that when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala removes that difficulty for a period of time, straight away we go back to our old habits. So we must make dua that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protect the people of Afghanistan from the mischief of these enemies, and also Allah Ta'ala protect all Muslim lands and everywhere in the world. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala remove the difficulties, hardships, problems, and he give a tawfiq to us and to the ummah at large to change our condition so that we don't have to even make an effort. Allah Ta'ala is going to then send his rahmat. He will change the conditions. So we have to begin that effort. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.